Okay, so the first presentation is Keeping Current in Health Education, the Processes to Verify Practice of Health Education Specialists. I'd like to acknowledge the other authors of this abstract. And we do not have any relationships to disclose. So the objectives of this presentation are to differentiate between the procedures for the 2010 and the latest health education practice analysis, to explain efforts to facilitate cooperation among stakeholders responsible for health education in the health education practice analysis, to describe the process used to develop the research questions for the study, and lastly, identify opportunities for practicing health education specialists to participate in this study. So the Health Education Specialist Practice Analysis, and I'll refer to this as HESPA throughout the presentation, the practice analysis involves a process to validate the contemporary practice of entry and advanced level health education specialists by altering responsibilities, competencies, and subcompetencies as needed to reflect the current practice. So the findings of this study will examine the current practice, we'll revise and refine the description of practice as needed. It'll be used to inform and shape professional preparation and practice programs, and to inform and shape professional development efforts. We're very fortunate to have Dr. Dixie Dennis and Dr. Jim McKenzie as co-chairs on this project. So there have been three previous studies to identify the competencies of health education specialists. The first was done in the 80s, the role delineation study. The second was the Competency Update Project, or known as CUP, that was completed in 2004. And the most recent completed survey was the Health Educator Job Analysis that was completed in 2009 and released in 2010. The first two studies were very lengthy in process, and they were conducted through grants and donations from other health education organizations and professionals. So we used the framework publication monies from the Competency Update Project to fund the Health Educator Job Analysis. So we were able to contract with vendor ProExam to do an online study. So the efforts were done in a two-year time span versus the lengthy studies that were done previously. So the project that we're working on now is the Health Education Specialist Practice Analysis, and I'd just like to make reference that we're using the term Health Education Specialist over the term Health Educator, as this is a term that's been adopted by NCHEC and SOFI in the profession, and we're using the term Practice Analysis over Job Analysis as well. So we have two partners on the project, NCHEC and the Society for Public Health Education, and we're once again contracting with Professional Exam Services, ProExam, for the development of the survey and the analysis of the survey. So the methodology for this study is very similar to the previous Health Educator Job Analysis study. So similar to the HEJA study, we are going to be using the profits from the framework publication of the HEJA results to fund the HESPA study. So the volunteers that are involved, we have a five-member steering committee, and those are Linda Lysobe from NCHEC as the executive director, Elaine Aul, the CEO of SOFI, Eva Doyle, who was chair of the previous HEJA study, the Health Educator Job Analysis, and then, as mentioned before, our two co-chairs, Dixie Dennis and Jim McKenzie, will be the steering committee, as well as two representatives from ProExam, Carla Caro and Pat Musin. The Practice Analysis Task Force consists of 12 people, and then we have 55 subject matter experts that will be doing phone interviews, independent reviews, and they will be our pilot testers. And then there's health education specialists, both certified and non-certified, that we will ask to participate in the study in early 2014. So this is a snapshot of the timeline we're looking at. We had a call for volunteers in the spring of 2013. Survey development is going on right now. We'll send out the validation survey in early 2014 to the profession, so both certified and non-certified individuals will be asked to participate. The data analysis will be done by PES in the spring of 2014, and then at the end of next year, we will take the findings to the NCHEC and SOFI boards for approval of that report. In 2015, we'll begin to release the data to the health education profession, and then at 2016, we'll align the CHES and the MCHES exams with the results from the practice analysis. The next couple slides, I'm just going to provide a little bit more detail about the process itself. So in April of 2013, the steering committee was convened, and then the volunteer recruitment for the study began. So there was a call for volunteers that was released, and we had an overwhelming response. We had over 450 people that were willing to participate in some aspect of these studies. So this would include to participate in the task force, volunteer interviews, to be independent reviewers, and pilot testers. So the selection for the steering committee and the subject matter experts, those were selected to be representative of the demographics of the profession. So they were looking at work setting, geography, time in the profession, certification status, ethnic background, education, etc. So ProExam started the phone interviews in June of 2013. So there was 11 phone interviews were conducted with all of those 55 subject matter experts. So in July, the task force was convened for the first time in Washington, D.C. to begin to examine the existing framework from the HEJA, as well to review the phone interview summary report. So the task force reviewed the meeting and reviewed that document at the meeting that they finalized face-to-face, and then over five conference calls, they have what they're calling number one work product. So the revised framework, which will be the basis for the online survey, was then distributed to 20 people as independent reviewers. So the task force is getting ready to meet in 2 weeks, and what they will do is take those comments from those 20 independent reviewers, and then they'll begin to revise the draft survey and review the sampling plan for distribution of the survey. December of 2013, they'll begin pilot testing that survey instrument to 25 subject matter experts. And then in early 2014, the online survey will be released to the health education profession. The survey will be administered online. Respondents will be asked to rate subcompetencies on scales measuring the frequency with which they perform the subcompetencies and the importance of the subcompetency to which they work in the health education practice. In addition, respondents will be asked about knowledge items on a scale based on Bloom's revised taxonomy, assessing the cognitive level at which they use this knowledge. So the total number of subcompetencies and knowledge items is still yet to be determined. Some changes in the HESPA based on our experiences with the HEJA. To encourage a high rate response, we'll be using multiple versions of their survey to reduce the time it takes to complete the survey. We'll also work on incentives. Those incentives are yet to be determined for increased participation. And we also want to increase the invitations to specific work settings such as schools and work sites. The knowledge items will contain a larger number and refined description of those items. And in terms of sampling, an invitation will go out to all membership organizations of the Coalition for National Health Education Organizations. They'll be using the CHES and MCHES database. And the sampling goal is to target about 5,000 respondents. So after the survey closes, ProExam will compile the data and prepare for the next task force review, which will be in May of 2014 in the NCHEC office. So the task force will review the validation survey results and make a final recommendation. So that final recommendation will go back to the steering committee for one additional review. The report will then be finalized by ProExam and then will be presented to both NCHEC and SOFI boards for approval. So after the HESPA results are approved by both boards, SOFI and NCHEC will develop recommendations to the profession based on these HESPA results. So information will be disseminated throughout the profession through newsletters, websites, webinars, presentations, and publications. There will be implications for professional preparation programs, so universities will want to examine their course curriculum to ensure all necessary information is covered. There'll be a revised framework publication that will be released sometime in 2015. And in terms of the certification exams, there'll be a revised study companion released in 2015. And then the CHES certification will be revised in the fall of 2016. And the MCHES exam will be revised in the spring of 2016. Professional development activities will also be aligned with the updated competencies and subcompetencies. So this is where we ask for everyone's help. If you do receive an invitation to participate in the survey, hopefully sometime in January, I encourage everyone to participate in the study as it's important to advance our profession. Thank you. I think we'll save questions till the end, because I think a lot of the presentations have similar information about credentialing in the health education profession and standards. If you'd like more information about where we're at with the job practice analysis project, you can always visit the NCHEC website.